opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Cody Westrone with The Score. I think you got 12 players under contract. If you re-sign Giddey, I think that's 13. So with that kind of the basis, just how much roster turnover do you guys expect to have this offseason?
We'll continue to look at different options, whether that's trades, free agency next week or in a couple weeks. And, you know, we'll continue to tinker with the roster.
So, yeah, that was Cody Westlund taking Mark Eversley to task or just asking a question in a press conference after the Bulls got their guy in the first round, the Frenchman, if you will, Noah Essengay. For more on that, let's head out to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline where Cody Westlund, the Bulls reporter and editor at 670thescore.com, joins us, CircaLasVegas.com. Cody, how are you on this Friday with the draft all wrapped up and the Bulls making not very many moves?
I'm doing well. You know, if that was taking a Bulls executive to task, everything is taking them to task. There's been a lot of confrontations through the years. I didn't feel like it was too confrontational the other night on that. But like you said, they've added a couple players here in the past few days in the NBA draft. And like you said, Marshall, what we're waiting on is, will the Bulls make trades of significance as the start of NBA free agency looms on Monday evening? Certainly, they could have made trades on draft night. And when I say that in the general sense of it's a big night to make trades in the NBA. They didn't do it yet. The next marker on the calendar here is when free agency gets started. And we'll see if they have roster turnover and churn in that sense, because as the question and lead-in suggested, this is a team with a roster that currently looks a lot like last year and needs to have trades if it's going to look significantly different.
How confident are you that they are good to go and that they feel like the guys on their roster in a weakened Eastern Conference can make some type of push into the top six of the NBA standings next season? Because that is my fear, especially after listening to Mark Eversley when he joined Mullion Hall a day after the draft.
Yeah, I don't put as much stock. I heard you talking about that. I felt like those comments when, for example, he said, you know, Vooch is under contract, he's in the picture for next year, and generally speaking, talking about all their guards they have, you know, Kobe, Lonzo, Io, all these guys under contract, I felt like that was probably Eversley filling air more than it was him putting his hand on the Bible under oath saying Vooch will be on the team next year. Because, look, they had trade talks the other night. Joe Calley, the Sun-Times, reported they had talks on Kobe White, Lonzo Ball, Ayo Dosunmu, who's been in trade rumors before, Vooch back the last deadline and even before. Like, they want to make trades. They just aren't good at making trades. And I think sometimes they get gun-shy and they don't know what they want, or they lock in on one guy, or they haven't got the guy that they want to be available for them. So to me, it's not a question of do they want to turn over the roster. It's just a question of will they find the deal to do it. And we can debate what type of trades would represent real significant change and stuff. But I think they'll make a trade of some sort. But if it's just Vooch leaving, I don't know how different the team's really going to look.
Trade of some sort. Marshall, you just look defeated right now.
Or say, if it's just Lonzo leaving, like, that's not changing the team.
Of course not. Of course not. Of course not. I guess the only... So, what can change the team now is you have to expect the unexpected. Matis Buzelis taking the next step in his development. If you looked at last year as a positive, let me get through this, Marshall, for crying out loud over there. If Coby White takes the next step, if God forbid Josh Giddey, when he gets his $30 million a year, if he takes another step, which brings me, Cody, to Noah Essengay. What impact do you think he can make on the team this year?
I would say very little at the start. I would not expect a big role for him. Look, he's 18 and a half years old, coming over from France to a new country for the first time. He is not as far along in the process as Matis Buzelis was from a talent perspective, or just from a perspective of being comfortable with the cultural life, personal life, being comfortable in the environment in the same way that Buzelis was. And, Bulls fans know really well, Matis didn't have a big role early in the season. Right. Bulls fans were mad about that a lot of the time. Had a much bigger role in the final third or half of the season. So I wouldn't expect Essengay to have a big role on opening night. Like, are you asking me, could he be the 11th man and run out there and have a layup or dunk in transition in a six-minute stint? Sure.
So could he have, like, in terms of playing time, could it be comparable to what they did do with Matis Buzelis last year, or is he going to be even farther behind?
I mean, Mark Eversley already said, like, he'll have to earn his minutes. That's the exact same refrain that Billy Donovan had last year for Matis Buzelis early in the season. There were times where Buzelis went out there and he played 2 minutes in a game and got yanked and got sent back to the bench because of a defensive miscue, right? Like, that was the mindset in the first half of the season. Some of that changed after the deadline when they traded Zach LaVine, obviously, to the Kings, and the roster had a different outlook. But even before that, Matis had started taking on a little bit bigger of a role. So I don't expect a lot from him early. I don't. Now, if you're flipping the question around, when the season ends and the Bulls are probably inevitably in the play-in mix or something, got eliminated in that first game again, will we have a series of Noah highlights dunking in the last month of the season? Sure, I could see that. I could see the optimism by the end of the year, but I don't want anyone to think, like, you're going to look at that box score on opening night and see 15-7 from this guy or anything.
Cody Westerland, Bulls reporter and editor at 670thescore.com, joining Rahimi and Harris, Mark Grody, along with me, Marshall Harris, talking to you about the Bulls and what's next for them. So the free agency starts. We know we are in the sign-and-trade era because of the second apron and teams just massively not wanting to deal with luxury tax and all of the ramifications of going above and beyond from a dollars and cents standpoint. But forget about dollars and cents as in C-E-N-T-S. Think about dollars and cents as in S-E-N-S-E. Cody, if the Bulls do just run this back, it is going to be so frustratingly disappointing. And when I say run it back, I mean if they are to just trade Lonzo Ball or even move Vooch and don't get another big incoming piece like a Jonathan Kuminga. But that's what it's looking like it's leaning towards. How frustrated should Bulls fans be? And is there anything to kind of push this front office to do something radical?
I don't think there's anything to push the front office to do anything radical because they just got contract extensions, which suggests Michael Reinsdorf is comfortable with what they've been selling and pitching to him in whatever internal conversations they have. So the onus to do something really just falls to me onto AK and how he feels. And I find it interesting you bring up Kuminga because to me, Kuminga would be the one that actually represents change. Like a new starting player who could be your leading scorer would be a big deal. So to me, that would be radical even if you only had a couple roster spots turned over. And make no mistake, Jonathan Kuminga wants to go somewhere where he can be a featured player and score 20 to 25 points a game and have the ball in his hands. So if you decide in Chicago that's what's best for you, and we can argue that, that would be a significant change. And I'd be interested in seeing that, but it would all come back to the price, right? Like everything in all of these discussions, if you're giving up Kobe White to get him, no, I don't agree with that. I don't think that's a good return for Kobe White. If you're just getting him to get off a contract like Vooch or matching salary, guys who don't project to be part of your future or couldn't get a couple first-round picks back in a trade of their own, I'm absolutely sold on taking a flyer, not even a flyer, but just a talent like Jonathan Kuminga and seeing what you can do. And I think some of these things, too, the Bulls should be viewing it through the standpoint of, in a hypothetical contract for Kuminga or these other players, if they can come in and run up and down the floor with Josh Giddey and score a bunch of points and up their value, you can flip these guys in another year or two as well. If you want to take the one optimistic viewpoint of the front office that hasn't accomplished hardly anything getting contract extensions, it's that they can view it through that sense of what's best for the long term. And in general, unless you are on the cusp of championship contention, which the Bulls aren't, you should be making moves in the long-term vision and picture, in my opinion. So that would be, I guess, the one sliver of optimism if you're looking at the front office. Again, that has been rightfully criticized for a lot of things, still ending up and getting contract extensions.
You'll have to.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Excuse me, Cody, if I'm not as optimistic as other people out there. Although I don't know where the optimism lies with most Bulls fans at this point, seeing what they've seen in mediocrity.
Just modest.
Just modest. That's fair. I have two things, Cody, just two, one and two, that have to be done for me to even believe that in being optimistic. One is that Josh Giddey does not sign with the Bulls on some $30 million a year deal without first signing an offer sheet elsewhere. The other is that Vooch gets moved for assets and the end of his contract just doesn't play out where he walks away as other players have done in recent years for the Bulls. Do you object to either of those?
No. One of them is far more likely than the other, and that's the latter case of the Bulls trading Vooch for some price, smaller return, like you said, a second-round pick, something like that. Josh Giddey, you got to keep in mind, Marshall, I get your point, but the Nets are really the only team with a lot of cap space, and it's not like there's a lot of offer sheets signed every year. It's not like nine guys go out and sign offer sheets, and then some leave and some go back to the old teams. Like, it's usually like one or two guys maybe have an offer sheet, and then someone matches in the NBA offseason. So it's just not like a huge practice that happens all the time. So I would imagine, if I had to guess, sure, he could get an offer sheet, maybe, but more likely is that they just reach an agreement on their own accord in negotiating. Marshall, I have a trivia question for you that pertains to this. Are you ready for it?
Probably not, but go ahead.
Okay, so Josh Giddey going to be the Bulls' starting point guard next year unless negotiations really break down. You've thrown out $30 million as a number. A lot of everyone in the NBA has kind of thrown that out. What is the average salary for a starting point guard in the NBA heading into next season? So starters, so these guys that make minimum money don't count in this calculation. The starting point guard's locked in. Like, what's the average one get in the NBA with all the salaries? The
I'm going to guess it's $30
million. $38 million, actually. So that's according to Bobby Marks of ESPN, who did an incredible write-up, obviously, in the NBA offseason. And so the Bulls, like, that's how I'm saying that to suggest, like, how these front offices envision these things. $30 million is a ton of money. It is not the same $30 million it was even a few years ago in the NBA as the salary cap continues to skyrocket. So I think a $25 million per year contract for Josh Giddey would put them in a much better situation.
Yes.
Much better, especially in this era of second apron, first apron, and just this onerous CBA. There's no doubt these matter more than ever. Where will it end up? I don't know. I would probably applaud them for $25 million a year for Josh Giddey, and I would expect around $30 million a year for Josh Giddey would be my guess. But, like, they're going to view it, and they'll be like, we got a guy who's even under average NBA point guard salary, and he's just in the beginning of his prime. Like, that's how they'll think about it.
Yes, with under average results as far as team-wise, knowing that he can't be the best, second best, or third best player on an NBA championship team. Cody, we appreciate you stopping by, as always. You can check him out over on Twitter, Cody Westerlund. That's CodyWesterlund. Thanks so much, Cody.
Yep, you guys take care.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.